You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Gran, I thought you could do with a cup of tea.
Thank you. Any news from the hospital?
No. Keep checking my phone, but nothing more.
Where's Henry?
He's having a nap. He's exhausted.
Oh, let him rest.
Oh, I'm worried. I mean, he saw everything. The blood, Johnny shouting, Dad. Dad was so brave.
The only way through this is to take it a moment at a time. Rob's got it about right. Keep life as normal as you can for the boy.
Nothing feels normal anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, Gran. I'm trying to do my best.
He's your son, Helen. You're bound to be concerned. Would you put those presents away, dear? I don't think I can bear to look at them any longer.
Oh, yes, of course. The decorations look so pretty on Thursday. Oh, I'll, tidy everything up.
90. A ripe old age, indeed. It doesn't seem fair. Not while my son's fighting for his life. I can't quite believe this is what nature intended.
I know. It's hard to take it all in.
We must be grateful that Tony's still here. Remember, Pat needs us to be strong. And there's Johnny to consider.
It's been very quiet. I've tried talking to him, but all he wants to do is get on with the farm work.
He's in shock, like the rest of us. If it helps him to be busy, best leave him be.
Yes. I suppose so.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Peggy.
Nice to see you, Rob. It's kind of you both to be staying over.
Oh, it's the least we can do, isn't it, Helen?
Absolutely.
Must be a real comfort to Pat, knowing that the farm's in safe hands.
Isn't Johnny with you?
He'll be along shortly. I told him he needs some lunch.
I've hardly seen him all weekend.
Keeps asking for more jobs to do. Right now he's cutting cabbages like a demon.
Has Eddie arrived?
Yes, he's seeing to the pigs. Said he'll pop in once he's done. Anything from Pat?
Yeah, she called about an hour ago.
Tony's still critical.
And he's had the operation?
Yes. Mum said they've put metal rods in, above and below the level of the spinal fracture, to correct the deformity.
The surgeons are keen to take him back into the theatre, so they can do some more work on his leg.
I see.
But surgery's too risky at the moment. They have to wait until the bruising on his lung improves.
If the truth be told, his situation's looking rather bleak.
Poor Dad. Must be in terrible pain.
It does sound as if things are going as well as can be expected. I'm sure they'll let us know as soon as there's any news.
I just keep replaying that scene in my head. Oh. The bull. The fact that Henry was so close.
Hey, look, it's all right, darling. Going over it time and time again doesn't help anyone.
I know.
The best thing we can do now is stay positive and be practical. It's up to us to keep the farm going.
Rob's right, Helen.
Yes.
We can't change what's happened, but we can be useful.
Well, in that case, I'll go and make a start on lunch.
Tony, I hope you can hear me. I'm right by your side. And I'm not leaving, not until they throw me out. Jennifer and Lillian are in the waiting room down the corridor, and they'll come and see you in a minute. Oh, it seems as though everyone in Ambridge is thinking of you. People have been so kind. You've had messages from David and Ruth and Alice and Adam and everyone in the pub, and Susan and Clary as well, and I just want you to know how much people care about you. Oh, and here. Henry's drawn a picture of the farm. That's supposed to be the polytunnel. I'll show you when you wake up. There's no need to worry about anything. Helen and Rob are doing a decent job of looking after everything, and, you know, Johnny's a proper farmer in the making. He's so fearless and disciplined. It's wonderful to see how much he's learned from you already. And there's so much more that you can teach him, Tony. You've seen how eager he is. Well, he just thinks the world of you. Since he arrived, it's as if we've been given another chance to get things right. One more chance. Oh, my darling. Please be okay. I'm begging you. Just be okay.
Henry's still asleep.
Oh, maybe I should wake him.
Oh, don't disturb him. He's been through enough these past few days.
Okay. Oh, Eddie, would you like another sandwich?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. But I wouldn't say no to a drop of more tea.
We're so grateful to you for giving up your Sunday morning.
Oh, I'm happy to help any way I can. That goes for Clary and the boys and all.
Well, Neil and Jazza will handle the pigs during the week, but it's reassuring to know you're around.
Oh, such horrible business. Everyone's hoping that Tony's going to pull through.
The only thing we can do is hope and pray.
It can't be easy for you now, keeping on top of the farm.
No, we're coping all right. I'm managing the cattle and harvesting the veg. And I have to say, Johnny's a godsend.
Oh, he gave me a hand filling the water troughs. He's a credit to his granddad.
Did you text him to say that lunch is ready?
Yes, but still no reply.
Why don't you get a plate ready for him, Helen?
Well, if he doesn't come inside, I'll take it out when I go and tidy up the ring feeders.
Sure.
Young Ed was so courageous last week.
Oh, that's what everyone round the village keeps saying.
We can't thank him enough. Goodness knows what would have happened if he hadn't been here.
Right, if everyone's finished, I'll clear up.
Well, thanks, darling.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Not to worry, it ain't broken.
I'll get a cloth.
Oh, thank you.
Did you take the chicken out of the freezer?
Yes.
Because Pat'll need a hot meal when she comes home. Is that bull still in with the cows?
Yes. Actually, Eddie and I were talking earlier. We might have a goat separating him from the herd this afternoon.
The sooner the better, I reckon.
Can you see to it that he's taken away as soon as possible? I've spoken to Mum and she agrees.
Yeah, leave it to me. We were thinking since we'll be putting them through the handling system, we might as well separate the calves while we're at it. Kill two birds with one stone. It's your call, Helen.
Whatever you think's best.
Right then, Eddie. When you're finished, shall we go and sort them out?
Yep, I'm ready.
Well, please be careful, both of you. That bull is clearly a very dangerous animal.
Okay, good boy.
Roulette.
Come on, you. That's it.
Off you go.
This way. Welcome to your very own pen. He's in.
Fine looking animal, ain't he?
Yeah, one of the best bulls I've ever seen.
Oh, it's a shame. I mean, Tony was delighted with him.
Yeah, I know.
Have you phoned the haulage company?
I'll do it first thing tomorrow. Make an appointment so they can pick him up, take him straight to the abattoir.
Tony was so proud of that animal. Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought that the thing he wanted so badly was what ended up causing all this damage?
Okay, I think we're done over here.
Solitary confinement, eh? Well, at least now he can't do no more harm.
I hope you're right, Eddie. Right, time to get these calves separated off.
Is there anything I can help you with?
The chicken and potatoes are in the oven, and Gran's prepped the veg. Let's just sit down for a minute, Mum.
Oh, that sound is so excruciating.
Yes.
It's almost as if they know about Tony.
They're missing their calves, that's all. Evening, Pat.
Hi, Rob.
I thought Henry was with you.
He's playing with his Lego. Don't worry, Peggy's watching him.
Right.
When did you get back?
A few minutes ago. They were asking visitors to leave. As soon as I walked out of the door, I wanted to go back in.
You need a break as well, Mum.
It's not just me. Jennifer and Lillian have been at the hospital for most of the day, too.
And is Tony stable?
For now, yes. He's on a ventilator.
Oh, I see.
They need to regulate the oxygen in his blood, and he's receiving intravenous fluids via a cannula in both arms.
So when do you think they'll be able to operate on his leg?
Within the next couple of days, hopefully. The surgery's going to include skin grafts to cover the fractures.
Well, sounds like he's in good hands.
He just looks so frail, lying there.
It's hard to believe that a week ago, a few days ago, life was completely different. Whatever problems I thought I had were nothing compared to this.
Oh, why did I have to go on that stupid course?
Oh, Mum.
If I'd been here, this might not have happened.
You don't know that.
If your father doesn't make it...
Oh, please don't.
I'll never forgive myself.
You mustn't think like that.
I can't help it. His body's been ravaged, and even if he does manage to pull through, what sort of state will he be in? He's such a sturdy, tough man, and seeing him held together with bandages and tubes, it's unbearable.
Look, Tony's a fighter. The fact that he's still here proves that.
I suppose it must do.
You mustn't torture yourself.
I just feel so useless. I don't know what's happening in the dairy, and I haven't even laid eyes on Johnny today.
Leave the dairy to me. Anyway, Clary and Susan know what they're doing.
I know.
You need to take care of yourself, Mum.
Yeah, Helen's right.
After dinner, I think you should try and get some sleep. What time are you back at the hospital tomorrow?
The staff nurse said I could come back at 10.
I'll join you in the afternoon.
And Johnny's doing fine, Pat. He's a splendid lad, and I think it's helping him to stay active.
I can imagine.
I promise I'm doing my best to stay on top of things here. We've already separated the calves, and the bull's on his own. He's being collected on Friday.
I see.
Coming, Henry. I'll see you in a bit.
Rob?
Yeah?
Thank you. Everything you're doing, it's much appreciated.
We're family, Pat. No need to thank me for anything.
Oh, hello, David.
Brian, how's it going?
Well, things are pretty chaotic, to be honest. I've been out walking the maze this morning, but I'll be at Bridge Farm for the rest of the day.
Oh.
I offered to step in so Rob can get back to Berry this afternoon.
Yes, I heard he's stepped up to the plate at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, doing a sterling job from what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not easy walking in and running someone else's farm. A bit like taking another man's wife out to dinner.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know, Brian.
Berry seems to be keeping everything ticking along. It's all hands on deck down there at the moment.
Yeah, of course.
Jenny and Phoebe are helping out with the veg boxes on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Now, at times like these, you value having your family nearby.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any more news on Tony?
Well, I'm afraid it's still touch and go. Certainly no sign of him being moved from intensive care.
Must be so difficult for Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenny's been with her at the hospital most of the weekend.
Right. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we're all doing everything we can.
Yeah.
So, what brings you to these parts?
Well, Brian, I wanted to tell you in person. We've taken advice from Rodways and we've decided to sell Brookfield by telephone auction.
Oh, really?
Obviously, you're very welcome to join the auction, but Ruth and I talked it through and we felt that we owed it to the children and to the other shareholders in the family to get the best possible price.
Well, it makes sense. Can't say I'm not disappointed. But no doubt I'd do the same if I were in your shoes.
We still hope you'll bid for it.
Yeah, well, I'll need to speak to Adam first. Once we've done the sums, we'll let you know if we're able to throw our hat in the ring.
This one here.
Mystical, you say?
Look into his eyes.
Seems to have something of the night about him.
Oh, he's an old spirit. Got the look of one of them Zen masters.
Ah, the famed words from the Zen Rinkushu. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself.
Yeah, he's top of my list.
Intelligent turkey is a rather delicious oxymoron.
Oh, we're not eating him.
I didn't mean that.
Well, not before Christmas Day, any road.
And you need two others.
Three should be enough for the fortune-telling, don't you think?
Plenty. This one seems to be listening attentively.
Oh, right you are.
Look, watch how he flaps.
Oh, I see what you mean. A mastermind in the making.
So the turkey festivities kick off next Thursday with the pardon itself.
That's right. Hopefully it'll be a night to remember.
Are you expecting many takers?
Oh, I don't see why not. Mark my words, you sell it right and the punters will come. Yeah. I'm putting posters up and George is helping me deliver leaflets. We're charging a fiver to get in and that includes a glass of cider.
Joe and I were saying only the other day, the Borsetshire beauty has come up trumps this year.
Oh, and they get a sausage roll as well, or a mince pie baked by Clary. Dad's dressing up as Uncle Sam. And to get everyone in the mood, I'm dressing up as a turkey.
Oh.
Got me feelers out for a costume. It's all part of the spectacle. Nobody can say Eddie Grundy doesn't offer value for money.
I hear the HSE inspectors due round tomorrow.
That soon?
After an accident this series, they don't muck about.
Every time I speak to Helen, I try to be encouraging. But it's difficult to find the right words.
I know.
I can't imagine how she and Pat are feeling.
It takes time to absorb something like this.
Well, where there's life, there's hope.
Yeah, well, I just hope the HSE sends someone round who's able to show a modicum of sensitivity. When you consider the man almost lost his life.
I expect Pat will be glad to get it out of the way. You ordered yet?
Kenton's busy with that party of birdwatchers.
Well, we haven't got long if you want to be back at Bridge Farm for 1:30.
Kenton, when you're ready... So what's your view on Brookfield?
Well, it's a shame about the auction, but we can't blame David for wanting to get the most out of his main asset. We have to face facts, though. The farm is bound to go for a higher price.
Well, how high? That's the question.
Well, remember, that land's unlikely to come up for sale again in our lifetime.
Definitely mine.
If you ask me, we have to go for it.
Jim, more coffee.
Please.
And do you help yourself to another slice of the orange and almond polenta cake?
Don't mind if I do.
Right, I'll quickly check my agenda and we can begin.
Where's everybody else?
Oh, the committee's been decimated because of what's happened to Tony.
Ah, yes, I should have realised. I do apologise.
No matter. Now, let me see. Shula can't be here because she's got back-to-back riding lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer sent her apologies and, well, I didn't want to trouble Pat or Helen. And I doubt we'll be seeing Ruth and David again, not since they've decided to jump ship. I thought I'd send a round-robin email once you and I are finished, and I'll mention that we're quite happy to hold the fort for the time being.
We must make a virtue of necessity.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. So let's press on, shall we?
Absolutely.
The first item I'd like to bring to the committee's attention is the investigation I've been conducting into the list of members on the Borchester LEP website. As expected, the list includes local councillors and business people. One or two names I'm familiar with, having seen them featured in The Echo and Borsetshire Life. But I must confess, I did have a funny feeling.
A feeling?
Well, call it a sixth sense. I was once told by a celebrated astrologer that I am unusually perceptive. Anyway, on a whim, I telephoned Borchester LEP to ask if the membership list available to the public was complete. The rather helpful young man I spoke to explained that it wasn't. There was apparently one new recruit, but there hadn't been time to amend the website.
Careful, Linda, or you'll morph into Hercule Poirot.
I therefore insisted on knowing the name of the new member, and guess who it was?
Well, it's obviously...
Justin Elliott. That man is not even a local resident. I mean, is his membership even allowed?
Up to us to find out.
No, don't worry. I'm going to do some digging round about Mr. Elliot's surreptitious activities before the next SAVE meeting.
I look forward to your notes on a scandal.
So, on to our second item. Am I correct in thinking you wanted to discuss the council's traffic figures?
Most definitely.
Right.
Now, I spoke to the council's own expert, and that did nothing to allay my fears that there may be no foundation for the purported increase in traffic. Oh. I quizzed her at length, and she was unable to come up with any reliable source.
Are you saying they've sexed up the document?
It's plainly obvious that a man like Elliot will do whatever it takes to get what he wants.
I've often heard that leaders of large corporations have psychopathic inclinations.
If we're to build an effective case against Route B, we need to put pressure on the council to reconsider these frankly dubious numbers.
I agree.
As I mentioned before, a mini-census might give us exactly what we need.
The question is, how?
Well, we could organise volunteers to do shifts at the roadside. It depends if anyone is forthcoming.
I could do a ring round.
Monitoring cars over a 24-hour period may not be feasible, however. Mm. It would mean keeping watch through the night.
Well, let me sound people out.
I might take the Riley down later on today, identify the safest spot and the best way of recording the tally.
I'll join you.
There's no need for that, Linda, really.
Not at all, Jim. It's my pleasure. Besides, I wouldn't want you to miss anything.
I'll speak to Bryce again and work out exactly how high we could go in an auction.
Okay.
Because I think I can realise some of the money from investments, but I'm almost sure we'll need a mortgage to raise the rest.
Well, we always knew that was a possibility. I'll do some more work on the numbers, take a look at the effect on profitability of having the extra block of land, yeah?
Well, greater efficiency over the whole farm should help enormously. And we'll need to have a meeting later this week. Look, I'll see when your mother might be around.
Yeah, this is getting exciting.
Oh, hello, chaps. Can I interest you in one of these?
A turkey pardon?
Oh, that's just for starters. On top of that, you can meet our fortune-telling turkeys.
Pardon?
Ask the wisest turkeys in Borsetshire a question, and they'll come up with a prediction.
Talking turkeys?
Well, it's more a case of watching their reactions. Questions have to have a yes or no answer.
Right, it's high time we were off.
Yeah, well, you should go for it, Adam. See if our big plans have a chance of coming to fruition.
Now, plans are the exact kind of thing my boys can help with.
I don't think there's any need to ask a turkey. I've got a pretty good feeling.
So what do you think?
If you want my honest opinion, the lay-by's a far better spot. Much more secure. And it's easier to see cars at a distance.
Mm. So we're agreed, given that people are reluctant to keep watch through the night, a count from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. over a couple of days next week should do the trick?
Absolutely. Mm. For safety's sake, I propose that two volunteers do the count at any one time. They can sit in the lay-by about halfway along the existing route.
Right, that's settled then. I do think high visibility jackets are essential. And we've decided on a click counter.
Yes.
I shall make a purchase accordingly.
If you give me the names of the volunteers, I'm happy to create a rota.
Oh, Jim, that will be a huge help, especially with the Christmas play in the state it is. Blithe spirit, it seems to be impinging on my every waking moment.
Oh?
Well, the pressures upon an actor-director are simply relentless.
In what way?
Where to start? Helen can't possibly attend rehearsals at the moment, given what's going on at Bridge Farm. We don't have a stick of furniture for the set. And worst of all, the part of Charles is still proving impossible to cast.
Have you explored every avenue?
I've been up the side roads, Jim. I'm verging on desperate.
I see.
If you can think of anybody, anybody at all.
As I recall, Charles is a suave sort of chap. The two women fight over him, don't they?
Indeed.
So he possesses a demeanour of sophistication and rugged charm.
You've summed him up brilliantly, Jim. But where on earth am I going to find a man like that in Ambridge?
Well, someone fitting the bill could be closer than you think.
I fear I can no longer afford to be fussy.
Well, actually, Linda...
Is everything all right?
Yes, we're fine.
Oh, I thought you'd broken down. It's a strange place to stop. Oh, I'm sorry if I've interrupted something.
We're doing research.
Ah.
For a traffic survey.
Oh.
Some of us are still intent on proving there's no need for a new road.
What on earth's that noise?
Oh, it's the cows on Bridge Farm. They must have been separated from their calves.
Oh, it's positively heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it is.
They almost sound as if they're crying for Tony.
Indeed, the call of the bereft.
Well, I suppose it's an echo of how the whole village feels. All everyone wants is Tony home, safe and sound.
And is this where the accident took place?
Yes.
I'll just take a few more notes, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Were the cows already in the pen when you arrived?
I think so. Yes, they were.
How old is your son?
Almost 4. Oh. I should never have left him here. But he's so used to my dad, you see. I thought it'd be all right.
And this is the gate to the pen?
It is.
It seems to be working fine. It's hanging right.
You can see the blood on the ground where the bull knocked him into the wall.
I'm making a note. Does your father employ any casual workers?
Not usually with the cattle, no.
Sounds like there were quite a few people in the yard on Thursday.
I told you, Ed was here and my nephew Johnny. He's an apprentice.
Do you know what your father does to train employees?
What are you getting at? An air ambulance took my dad to hospital. He's in intensive care. He could die.
Miss Archer, I know it's difficult, and I don't mean to appear unsympathetic, but I have to ask these questions in order to get a picture of what happened on this farm.
Sorry. Yes, I realise that. I just wish I could turn the clock back.
There you go.
No, I only asked Ralph.
Yeah, I know. It's on the house.
What?
On account of you being the local hero.
Oh, well, thank you.
Everyone knows what you did last week, saving Tony's life.
Anyone round here would have done the same.
Not sure I would have. Anyway, we're all proud of you.
The bull really went for him, Fallon.
I heard.
It's a miracle he's still here.
So, well, how are you doing? I mean, it must have been horrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Emma told me that you and her have got a load of bookings over Christmas.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm organising this Christmas fair at the Village Hall in a few weeks' time.
All right.
And then we've got stalls at the main markets in Borchester and Felpersham. Mm. And there's a couple of craft markets in Birmingham too. We've got a lot to do. But I'm keeping my eyes peeled for more vintage gear, but it's the homemade decorations that just take up all the time.
You're telling me. I keep finding bits of tinsel and baubles in the weirdest places.
Really?
Don't ask.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Can I go now?
Just a couple more questions.
Okay.
Can you tell me about the kind of training you've received since you've been at Bridge Farm?
Tony's always been extremely diligent about safety.
Thank you for your input, Mrs. Archer, but I'm asking Johnny.
You wanted me to be here.
Because Johnny needs to have an adult present.
Grandad's been great. He's taught me everything.
Can you be specific? Did he give you information about handling animals, for example?
He spent ages talking to me about how to approach and move the cows. He told me where I should stand, in relation to the herd, I mean, and how to get the animals to move in the right direction.
What else?
He said to make sure I was always calm and quiet when I was with them. And I was. I mean, I did try my best.
Mrs. Archer, do you have contact details for Mr. Ed Grundy?
Yes, I do.
If you could let me have them before I go, that would be helpful.
No problem.
I think that's it for now. Do you mind reading through this statement?
Sure.
When you're happy with it, I need you to sign the declaration at the top to show that this is the truth and that you understand the consequences if any of this is not true. I also need you to sign the bottom of each page.
Okay.
Shall we stay here for your interview, Mrs. Archer?
Yes, that's fine. Oh, excuse me. It's the hospital. Hello? Yes, it is. I see. No, that's all right. Yes, I'll get there as soon as I can.
What did they say?
The operation on his leg was successful.
Well, we knew that yesterday, I mean.
But there's been some deterioration overnight.
What sort of deterioration?
I don't know. I should have asked. I'm sorry, Mr. Wallace. Can we do this another time?
Of course.
Gran?
I'd better go.
So you see, I am chasing Borchester LEP for the minutes of their last two meetings. They are meant to be available to the public.
Well, good luck.
I've also asked for their constitution. I need to find out if someone like Justin Elliott, who isn't even local, can have influence within such a significant body.
Well, I guess he has got business interests in the area, hasn't he?
Well, yes, I suppose that's it.
Well done for carrying on the fight, Linda, though I'm not sure there's much point.
I don't follow.
Well, it seems like the council have made their choice and that's that. Anything you do now is probably a waste of energy.
Ed, may I remind you that if Mrs. Pankhurst had taken that view, I would have no stake whatsoever in our democracy. Ah, Fallon, could I have a word?
Yeah, sure.
What's that little smile for?
It's a bit odd, really.
Yeah?
Well, that was this bloke in Borchester. He and a group of others run this big Christmas event in their local community centre, and he'd like me and Emma to organise it this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Said I came highly recommended, but I don't know who by.
How nice.
I mean, now, we're doing a load of other Christmas parties, but this is a biggie. And it's a real community thing. It's not just scones and canapés for posh people. That means that we're really building a profile locally.
Oh, congratulations.
Sorry, Linda, did you want to say something?
Yes, but I can see Jim's just come in.
Oh. What's he waving?
A high visibility jacket for our traffic watch. I better go and try it on. I'll see you anon, Fallon. We must discuss your Elvira.
Elvira?
Oh, it's the part I'm playing in Blythe Spirit. Mm. Apparently, we're not quite seeing eye to eye on my character's super objective.
Pulling leaks certainly whets the appetite. Beats sitting at a desk any day. So, I don't know how Tony manages to keep on top of everything. Every shred of paperwork is completely up to date.
That's Dad for you.
Yeah, he's a good farmer.
Here you go. Do you like some bread and cheese?
Oh, that'd be lovely. Aren't you joining me?
I had a sandwich earlier with Henry.
Where is he?
Watching that DVD about the superheroes. There you go.
Thank you. Has your mum called?
She sent a text once she'd arrived at the hospital. Dad's stable again, for now.
Even though there were problems last night?
Apparently, yes. It's a real roller coaster.
Hmm. And has she spoken to Tom yet?
Oh, she still hasn't managed to get a hold of him. I know she's left messages, but she hasn't mentioned what happened. It's not the kind of voicemail you want someone to pick up.
Yeah. And how was the inspector?
Pretty awful. The idea that they might prosecute doesn't even bear thinking about.
Darling, that's highly unlikely. They ask difficult questions, sure, but they're not vultures. Besides, Tony runs a slick operation. He's got nothing to hide.
I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do my utmost to make sure that when he's finally back at the helm, he's able to take over an enterprise that's even more profitable.
How do you mean?
I've been thinking. I reckon there are a few new efficiencies I could bring in.
Like what?
Winter feed, for a start. Materials like vegetable waste and stock feed potatoes would bring down his costs.
This is an organic farm. You can't break the rules.
Helen, how could you even suggest that? I'm talking about organic products, obviously, but things that are cheaper than cereals.
Oh, I see.
I'd never do anything to compromise the herd's organic status. I've far too much respect for the work your parents have put into this place.
She's spirited, wild, carefree. We must be on tenterhooks from the second she appears on the stage.
Yeah, but shouldn't we think about why Elvira chooses to come back from the dead? But isn't that what rehearsals are for?
I'm sorry, Fallon. We don't have the time for an in-depth analysis. Life will be simpler if you just follow my direction. I'm afraid this may be one of those productions where the actors are simply required to know their lines and make sure they're heard at the back.
Well, why do you say that?
Because there's so much to do. I'd have to recast Helen, for obvious reasons. And then Oliver and Caroline aren't bringing the right sort of chemistry to the Bradmans. And I fear Susan is lumbering Edith with a dour tristesse.
Look, we're all doing our best, but it's very hard to rehearse this play without a Charles.
Yes, I understand that, Fallon, and I'm going to great lengths to cast someone appropriate. You know, being an actor-cum-director can feel like drowning in a sea of creativity. I'm developing enormous compassion for Kenneth Branagh.
although he probably doesn't suffer from the same anxiety regarding production design.
What's wrong?
Oh, well, Robert's doing a wonderful job with the set design, as usual, but I don't know how we're going to find the period furniture. Anything fake will annihilate my vision. Tables and chairs won't be a problem, but we need a 78 RPM gramophone and a suitable table for the seances.
I could always keep my eye out when I'm visiting sale rooms, you know, for the business.
Oh, Fallon, you're a lifesaver. Oh, if I could delegate the sourcing of the significant props to you, well, it would be a massive weight off my shoulders. Wait a minute. I wrote a list down somewhere.
Henry, will you please sit down at the table?
Don't want to.
I'd like you to play in here.
Henry, why don't you go and play with your trains? I've set up the track in the living room.
Yay, Ginger!
Darling, you're beginning to stifle him.
I don't mean to.
I know, but you can't monitor his every move. Perhaps he should go back to nursery tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not sure.
He misses his friends, and he needs things to get back to normal.
But he's
Helen, what happened to Tony was a tragic accident. Henry's okay. A bit knocked, yes, but he'll be all right because he's got us for support.
I feel safer when he's with me.
Yeah, but this is about Henry, not you. Keeping him at home's not helping anyone. The best thing you can do is to let him be a child. Hmm? Trust me.
Okay.
It's my job to look after you, darling.
Hello?
Oh, Mum!
Evening, Pat. How is he?
Some improvement, I think.
Let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. There was an issue with his chest drain earlier. He wasn't getting enough ventilation, but it seems to be sorted.
Well, that's good.
I suppose.
Any word from Tom?
No, nothing yet. I'll try him again later.
Let me get you something to eat.
No, it's okay. I had a pasty in the car. Is Johnny in his room?
Yeah, I think so. I heard him playing music a while back.
I'll go and check on him.
How much more pain can this family go through?
Well, at least you're able to support each other. And you're lucky to have a family that's so close.
I know.
I mean, this is the Waltons compared to... Well, compared to my dysfunctional family.
Oh, Rob.
You know what? I think you need a break.
I'm fine.
How about we go out hunting on Thursday, hmm? Clear your head.
No, I don't think so.
A few hours of fresh air will work wonders. I'll call Oliver. Check the time of the meet.
Rob, I
won't take no for an answer.
So, how are you getting on?
Ah, I've checked on the hyacinths and you're in luck. They haven't dried out at all. The shoots are looking nice and strong. You might want to bring them inside in a couple of weeks to get some early flowering.
I certainly shall. Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks. Ah, now I've planted them tulip bulbs.
Ah, I'm looking forward to a sea of colour in that bed next spring. I hope you like ginger snaps.
Oh, cheers.
Shop-bought, I'm afraid.
Now, I've ordered them seed catalogues you was asking about. So once you've had a look, we can have a talk about what other bedding you want for next year.
Ah, yes. I'd like to transform this space and make it nice and inviting so I can entertain. Oh, it's a shame we can't come out here tonight.
You having a do then this evening?
Oh, not a do. Just a game of bridge. Of course, Peggy is in no mood to play, what with Tony being.
Oh,
but
yes.
I've managed to lure Jill and Christine out. I'm hoping Jennifer will join us to make up the fall.
Well, I expect she'll be worried about her brother and all.
No doubt. Mm. But as you and I know only too well, life must go on. After all, it is our duty as the living to live.
Yeah, quite right you are. I bear witness to the cycle of life and death in the garden, all year round.
But you are very wise. I'm so glad we were there when he opened his eyes.
Oh, yes.
Pat did say he'd had a better night.
Oh, our little brother.
I know.
It's too much, Jenny.
Oh, here. I've got a tissue.
Thanks.
We mustn't let Pat, sis, getting upset, nor when she's being such a trooper.
Well, when the going gets tough.
Oh, quite.
What's that in your bag?
Hmm? Oh,
Well, that's a card that I received in the post this morning. Take a look. Mrs. Jessica Titchener is pleased to announce the birth of her son, mm-hmm. Ethan Jeremiah. Goodness me.
Mm, looks sweet, doesn't he?
Mm. So, do you know if Rob's the father?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. I'm not sure he and Jess are on the best of terms, so he might not even know about little Ethan.
Mm. Nice name. Preferable to Mungo, in my humble opinion.
Well, wonder if I should say anything to Rob or Helen.
Oh, I doubt there's much call for any more stress at Bridge Farm. Mm. I'd stay well out of it, darling.
Ooh, do you think the baby's got Rob's eyes?
Oh, they all look the same to me at that age. Look, are you heading straight home now?
Yes. Yeah. Carol's invited me to this wretched bridge game. Oh, not sure I can even face it.
Oh, darling, a night out might be exactly what you need. Take your mind off Tony.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Hello, stranger.
Afternoon.
I'm pleased to see you being so conscientious. I know some people might not bother. I mean, you won't even be around to harvest this lot.
I'm doing my job. This is still my job, remember?
It was supposed to be a compliment, Adam. Diligence is a quality I admire.
Really?
But don't forget to send me a final invoice in the new year. Remember, RB takeover on the 1st of January.
It's in the diary.
So I expect you'll have a few gaps in your week once the BL contract ends?
Well, you know how it is. There's always something to do on a farm. That's what I was taught, anyway.
Have you managed to pick up any more contract work yet?
Your concern's touching, Charlie, but there's no need for you to fret. Home Farm's doing fine.
Well, my offer to put in a good word with RB Farming still stands, if you do need the work.
We've been so busy, I haven't had time to give it any thought.
Please, don't burn your bridges, Adam. It's always good to keep an open mind in this game.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, none of us know what's round the corner.
I thought you'd finished.
Oh, I'm just getting my tools together now, Mrs. Trigorin.
Well, it's very good of you to stay so late. You've done a terrific job, as usual.
Well, springtime will be the true test of that.
Hello there.
Jill! Ah. Don't tell me it's 7 o'clock already.
Thought I'd come a bit early. Oh. See if you needed a hand.
Oh, you are sweet. I'm sure I can find you a job or two.
How are your grouting skills? Oh, the garden's looking very spruce.
Thanks to Bert.
Naturally. How are you and Frieda Burt?
Oh, not bad. Be better once we know what's happening at Brookfield. We might only be tenants, but the bungalow's our home.
Yes. I understand how unsettling this must be for you both, but I do know that David will speak to you as soon as there's any more news.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
I've just been chatting with Alan, and he was saying that on the Friday before Christmas, he'll be holding a children's service with real animals.
Oh, what was it W.C. Fields said?
Now, Carol. And the commemorative window will be dedicated in church on Boxing Day.
Oh, a very fitting Ambridge tribute.
Well, I'll be off now, Mrs. Trigorin.
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you are, Bert.
Oh, this is too much. Oh,
good Lord, it's no more than you deserve.
Oh, well... Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It must be so hard for Bert and Frieda, not knowing who their new landlords might be.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that this evening.
I suppose not. Well, I meant to say, Alan's bought one of the Cathedral School choirs for the Nine Lessons and Carol service on Christmas Eve, and I wondered if you'd like to come.
Oh, possibly. Do you think Alan will mind if we take a hip flask?
Being realistic, Jenny, I think we can go up to 5.5 million.
Are you sure?
Well, subject to Adam's figures on future profit. I've put together a package which includes the liquidation of assets plus a mortgage.
A mortgage at your age?
Well, you can still walk and talk, Mum.
Thank you, Adam. Anyway, it'll be Adam and Debbie facing the future payments.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the calculations are based on the assumption that we can immediately release around 1.5 million from the sale of the house.
plus a small parcel of land around it. Well, have a look.
Are you sure this is what you want, darling?
Well, Adam's going to be doing the bulk of the work.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if you look at the last page, I've computed gross margin figures for the past 5 years using actual yield figures, but assuming our fixed costs are spread over the Brookfield land as well. The projections across 10 years suggest that the New Look Home Farm will easily cover the cost of buying Brookfield.
It sounds as though you've already decided.
Well, we can't do this unless you're behind us, Mum.
Mm-hmm. Well, seeing as you're both so keen.
Yeah, and Debbie too, of course.
Well, we might as well go for it.
Fantastic!
That's my girl.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's Carol wondering where I am. Oh, I'll see you later. Oh, there's half a shepherd's pie in the fridge.
Splendid.
Do try and load the dishwasher, darling. Shan't be late.
Bye, Mum.
Enjoy your game. So, Adam, do you fancy a fruity Beaujolais or a cheeky little Vouvray?
I can't stay, Brian. Ian's trimmed a rack of lamb.
Now, sit down, Adam. Let's at least rejoice in the knowledge that we've got a chance.
I suppose the prospect of being free of BL and Charlie Thomas has to be worth celebrating.
Good man.
One drink.
You know, moments like these are why I insisted on the integrated wine fridge.
I thought we might have some tea while we play.
That sounds nice.
What sort of tea is it?
Oh, trade secret. I combine various herbs to create something of an elixir. Might give us all a bit of a kick.
I could do with something to help me remember what's been played.
Is Chris still on the phone?
Yes, it's Peter, I think.
I knew she was keen to talk to him.
You know, the four of us round this table, it's almost as if we're about to have a séance.
I see what you mean.
Oh, just a very small drop for me, please, Carol.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. You might find that you like it. Oh, speaking of the other side, I was talking to Susan Carter in the shop the other day. She told me that Kenton managed to call upon John's spirit at the bowl.
Kenton was always one for playing tricks.
If John had wanted to send a message, I wonder what he'd have said.
Now there's a question.
He'd probably ask if I'd emptied the bins, or tell me off for overcooking the roast potatoes.
Oh, well, we don't know what he'd tell us.
What on earth are you doing, Carol?
Lighting my smudge stick.
Hmm? What's that?
It's a very ancient Native American tradition. The smoke from the herbs helps to banish evil spirits.
Well, surely that's not necessary in Ambridge.
It creates a rather nice atmosphere, don't you think?
I've had more than enough, thank you.
Now, come on, one more drop.
Ian's going to have to pick me up.
Will you walk home?
I mean, literally pick me up.
I mean, you do realise, if we buy the farm, we'll be helping David and Ruth to keep Brookfield in the family.
Sort of.
When you've got land in your blood, well, it's not just about the business, is it?
No.
Do you know, I can almost taste that land.
It's the taste of freedom, Brian.
Perhaps we should wake her.
Oh, leave her. She looks so peaceful lying on the sofa.
This isn't like Chris at all.
Oh, that ginger wine is rather lethal.
Why? Why, what's in it?
Oh, ginger wine.
Well, I don't suppose there's much point carrying on if there are only three of us.
What a shame. I haven't seen Chris look so relaxed for ages.
Oh, relaxed is one word for it.
Phil was partial to a drop of ginger wine.
Actually, I recall John enjoying a whisky mac at this time of year. When I allowed him out, that is.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sure any husband of Carol's was under strict curfew.
Oh, curfew only offers limited control. I preferred lock and key.
The John I remember, well, he was such a free spirit.
He was free, all right, until the very end.
Oh, I see.
You must miss him, Carol.
Yes, I do. But let's not descend into melancholy. This is supposed to be your night out.
Why don't the three of us play something else? What about Gin Rummy?
No, I think I'd better be off.
So soon?
Yes, you see, I'm rather tired. Driving to the hospital and back so often this week, you know, it's been pretty exhausting.
Of course.
You will remember to send our best to Tony, won't you?
Yes, yes, I will.
Well, Jennifer, I've just noticed.
What?
You haven't touched your lovely herb tea.
Oh, you won't believe it. Mum left her mobile here this morning.
Oh, no.
She just called from a payphone at the hospital asking me to drop it off.
Well, I'll come with you. If we leave now, we'll be able to make it back in time for the hunt.
Oh, Rob, I'm not sure I can face it.
Well, look, I'm all set.
What if Mum needs me or Dad suddenly gets worse?
Helen, he's stable now, hmm? If anything does happen, we'll deal with it. There's nothing you can do for Tony at the moment.
Maybe not.
I've watched you going mad with worry all week. You need a break.
Oh, I don't know.
Tina's got the shop running like clockwork. I've been through the rotors with her, and we've organised most of the cover you'll need over Christmas. Go get ready.
OK. You are good to me, Rob.
Come on. Let's try and have a nice day.
Oh, it was the most ghastly evening.
Well, what happened?
I get a chill every time I think about it.
Jenny, will you please explain?
Carol, she's hiding something. Sure she is.
Hi there.
Oh, hello, Helen. Has your mum got her phone now?
Yes. Oh. It's a wonder any of us survived before mobiles were invented.
We were both just saying your dad looks better today.
I agree. More colour in his face.
Let's hope he's turning a corner.
You staying much longer?
Well, we'll go and see him again for a few minutes when your mum comes out, and then we need to head back.
Oh, thanks again for all the help you've both given us.
Oh, that's fine. You need your family at moments like this.
Here. You look smart, darling. I assume you're about to go hunting?
I am. I mean, we are. For some reason, Rob thinks I need a day out.
Oh, what an excellent idea.
Oh, I'm so glad you've got such good support. Dealing with what's happened to your father, it isn't easy for any of us. But it's so lovely to see you happy with Rob.
Thanks.
And you must try and be positive and make sure you look forward to the future, your future with Rob.
Yes.
Well, we all have our ups and downs in relationships, believe me. I know better than most.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, I meant when people break up.
Rob and I are very much together.
Oh, I know. Yes, yes. Of course you are. I'm sorry. No, I.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, nothing. Forget I said
Auntie
a word.
Jennifer, forget. Will you please just spit it out?
Well, I heard from Jess.
Jess.
Now, I wasn't going to mention this, but she sent me a little card. And she's had her baby, you see. Oh, Helen, look, I really
whatever
didn't
Jess does in her life has nothing to do with me. Or Rob. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Enjoy the hunt, darling, won't you?
Oh, dear.
Well, I thought you handled that beautifully, darling.
Good morning.
Morning, Master.
Rob?
Good morning, Master.
Caroline and I are very pleased that you could make it. Tony's in all our thoughts, of course.
Thank you.
You look as if you could do with some fresh air, Helen.
That's what I told her.
Try and let yourself enjoy the ride. Put your cares away for a few hours at least.
Sounds like just the ticket, doesn't it, darling?
Yes.
Right, time to get started.
I can hear her chatting to Hayley most days, and she's been to see her and Abby in Birmingham a few times.
It's never easy, is it?
No. The only good thing that's come out of what is frankly a nightmare is that Phoebe and Kate have been speaking more.
Well, that's nice. I saw Roy at Grey Gables last week while I was having my nails done.
Oh.
He looks so out of place. And, you know, I'm sure he's lost weight.
Oh, well, when you think about it, his whole life's imploded within the space of a few weeks.
Well, he'll bounce back. We all have to at some point.
Oh, for goodness sake!
What's wrong?
Oh, I've put
loose-leaf tea in the cafetiere.
Are you all right, darling? You seem rather out of sorts.
Well, to be honest, she is on my mind.
Who?
Carol!
Oh, you're not still going on about that, are you?
She gave us herb tea, Lillian.
Yeah, well, hardly a criminal offence.
No, it smelt really weird.
Weird?
Mm-hmm. You know, strange. Almost like a witch's brew.
Mm-hmm. And what does that smell like?
Oh, sort of herby. Well, I can't put it into words.
You know, you're being ridiculous.
No, I am not. I think that Carol had something to do with John's death.
Oh, really, Jenny?
John said in his letter that Carol was keeping secrets.
Well, every couple has secrets. If all you know, she might have been planning a trip to Paris.
Look, this isn't funny, Lillian.
John's words to you were the final ramblings of a dying man.
Every time she talks about him, she is so vague.
Well, she's probably grieving. I mean, people cope in different ways.
Something isn't right, Lillian. I know it.
Why are we stopping?
I'm not sure. Master, what's going on ahead?
The hounds have lost the scent. Whipperin's doing his best to get it back.
Ah.
But he doesn't seem to be having much luck. Out of the way!
The trail's supposed to be going through there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid we've stalled. Looks like the hounds have picked up the scent of a live animal.
What?
Yeah, I can see now. It's a fox.
Have they got him?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, it's bound to happen on the odd occasion.
No!
They're animals. We can't control their natural instincts.
This is not what I signed up for.
Well, there's nothing we can do.
Well, I'm not hanging around to watch.
Helen!
Helen!
Are you sure you won't stay for lunch?
No, I'd better look in at the office. Matt's away, and I've been at the hospital so much this week. Take my eye off the ball. For all I know, Anthea's run off with the petty cash.
Oh, as if.
I wish she'd run off with something. Or somebody. It's like sharing office space with Mrs. Danvers.
You're very lucky to have found someone so responsible.
Oh, and I'm popping into Grange Farm this afternoon. Caroline asked if you could borrow that emerald top of mine. You know, the one with the sequins.
I wouldn't have thought that shade of green would do Caroline many favours.
Well, she needs a costume for her character in Blythe Spirit. Ooh. Apparently Linda's been very specific about the colour scheme. She doesn't want Caroline to clash with the carpet. What are you up to?
After lunch, I thought I might email Anna and Richard.
Who?
John and Carol's children.
Oh, give me strength, Jenny. If you're so het up, why not ask Carol directly?
I would have thought that's obvious.
Well, enlighten me.
I don't want to place myself in any danger.
The woman's 80.
Well, I, for one, don't trust her. And I want to hear what Anna and Richard have to say. Hopefully they'll agree to meet me.
No, John's dead. He's gone for good. Is there really any point in raking any of this up?
I'm merely following my instincts.
You'll drive yourself mad if you carry on like this, Jenny.
This is about John, not about me. And I feel as though I'm on a quest for justice. And I'm not giving up until I've got some answers.
Here. Drink this.
I don't want any tea.
Helen, don't you think you're overreacting slightly? I know it was an unpleasant sight.
It's not just that. Last week I watched a bull virtually trample my father to death. And today, what happened was horrible and unnecessary.
The two events are hardly comparable.
You said going on the hunt would be a break for me, a day out. Instead, it's just made everything worse.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pick up Henry. Have you seen my keys?
Look, why don't you sit down? Try and relax. I can get Henry.
What's this doing here?
I must have left it there.
Farmer fights for life after bull attack. Have you been hiding the paper?
I didn't think there was any point in you reading it.
There's a picture of my dad on the front page.
Well, you know how sensationalist the Echo can be. Besides, what are they going to tell you that you don't already know? I didn't want that headline to cause you any more distress.
I was there, Rob. I saw what happened. If I can cope with that, I'm sure I can cope with reading about it in black and white.
I wanted to protect you.
You mustn't hide anything from me. Not ever.
It was only because I was thinking of you. Why do you think I'm here? I've barely been into Barrow Farm this week. Charlie's on my back about it. I'm running this place, helping to manage Ambridge Organics.
I know. I'm very grateful.
It's all for you, Helen.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, sit down, please. You've had a tough week. I'm sorry the hunt didn't go as planned. I really am. I'll go and collect Henry, and then we can all have dinner together.
Okay.
Everything's going to be all right. I promise.
How are you feeling?
Frustrated. I'm rather cross.
That's understandable. But it does sound like you did everything you could, given the situation.
When the hunt fails to go smoothly, it's extremely annoying. The buck stops with me. And rightly so.
Well, what happened next?
Eventually, the huntsman managed to get control of the hounds and moved them on. We found the next trail and then we carried on as per usual.
Yes, well, try and forget about it now, Oliver. Dust yourself off.
Indeed. Time to move on.
That's the spirit.
Well, aren't you going to show me?
Caroline hasn't come downstairs yet.
Oh, she likes to linger in the bath. Go on. Give me a sneak preview.
Well, if you insist. So, there we are. What do you think?
Wow. Well, it's perfect for Mrs. Bradman. And that shade will bring out the colour of Caroline's eyes. I don't know why she doesn't wear green more often.
How are rehearsals going, by the way?
You know what a fusspot Linda can be.
Oh, that's putting it mildly.
This year she's burning the candle at both ends. She's trying to remember her lines as Madame Arcati while bossing the rest of us around.
Well, Linda does have a habit of spreading herself rather thin.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Hello? Speaking? Oh, hello, PC Burns. I see. Yes, there was. Really? When? Do you think that's really necessary? No, I don't mind. I'm here for the rest of the evening. No problem. I'll be expecting you. That was PC Burns.
And what does he want?
To talk to me. Apparently they've had a report about an incident concerning the hunt. He's on his way over now.
There's no need to go into overdrive, Ruth.
How do you mean?
The place doesn't have to be pristine.
It's my parlour, David.
You'll be back in a couple of hours for round two. Why don't you go in and have some breakfast? I'll carry on in here.
I'm perfectly all right, thanks. I won't be doing this for much longer.
Well, not at Brookfield, no.
Maybe part of me wants to make the most of the time I've got left.
Hey, moving north isn't the end of our lives. It's a new beginning.
I know.
I understand how you're feeling, but listen, you need to pace yourself. We'll still have the same jobs and pressures up north. More so, because we're finding our feet.
I hope we get friendly neighbours.
Yeah. We'll soon get settled.
I'll miss everyone. Although, judging by some of the responses to us going, some people won't miss us.
Hey, people are bound to react in their own individual ways. They'll come round.
Yeah.
This is our adventure, Ruth. Yours and mine.
I know. Have you strolled down the lane areas?
I was on my way.
I'll scrape down the yard then.
No need. Pip's on the case.
Already?
Our daughter's on an efficiency drive today.
How come?
Well, why didn't you ask it yourself?
Dad, it would make your life much easier if you mended stuff as soon as it stopped working.
Oh, would it now?
I'm talking about the gate at the top of the yard.
Oh, baler twine does the trick.
Well, I've fixed it.
Thank goodness you're here.
I know. I have no idea how you cope without me.
We muddle along.
Although your visits are the highlight of my week. I mean, I learn so much.
Shut up. Have you seen the fallen tree by the brook?
What time do your lectures begin again?
This afternoon. I've sawn as much of it up as I can and I've left the rest to you.
Okay, great.
How's your research going? New Zealand dairying systems?
Oh, hang on. I've made some notes on my phone. If I can find them.
We're all agog, Pip.
Low-cost milk production, New Zealand style. Here we go.
Basically, we're talking low-tech here.
I know. That's a plus point.
There's some great technology out there. Seems a shame not to use it.
Yeah, but it takes investment, and the way dairy farming is at the moment...
It's highly demanding in management skills, particularly grassland management.
Pip, your father and I developed the extended grazing, remember?
Mm. This would be more so.
Well, I think we could cope, don't you, love?
We'd manage.
What else?
I've chatted online to a few farmers who are using the system.
Okay, good. So what's the next step?
Well, maybe we should go and take a look at a couple of them.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, I'll try and set something up.
Who is it?
It's Charlie Thomas, your favourite person.
Put him on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Charlie.
David, how's it going?
Yeah, fine, thanks. What can I do for you?
Don't ask him that.
I was wondering if you and Ruth might be free this afternoon.
Tell him we're busy. Rushed off our
feet. Yes, we'll be here.
David!
Look, do you mind if I pop round? There's something I'd like to discuss with you both.
After lunch should be okay. Say 2 o'clock.
Great. I look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, David, and bye, Ruth.
Oh, bye.
Oh, well, that wasn't embarrassing at all.
Well, don't look at me.
What did you invite him round for?
So this is it?
Yes.
Will they take him straight to the abattoir?
That's the arrangement.
Goodbye, boy. Glad Grandad's not here to see him go.
Listen, why don't we go inside? I'll make some tea and we can have a chat. There's hardly been a moment to breathe this week.
No, I'd best get on. I told Rob I'd clean out the polytunnel.
Surely that's not urgent.
I'll see you later.
I'll take it down to the cows if you like. Give you time to check on the sheep.
No, you can't. Not yet. I've only just filled it.
Oh, right.
Needs a good 20 minutes to mix. Where's Pip?
She's chatting to your mum in the kitchen. And Shula's popped round for a coffee too. So they're having a catch-up.
Oh, it's nice.
Apparently, PC Burns paid Oliver a visit last night.
Oh, really?
About the fox the hounds got.
Oh. They're not going to prosecute, are they?
I'd be very surprised if they did.
Well, I mean, Oliver will have done everything he can to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen, but, you know, sometimes, well...
Right.
Oh, dear. Anyway, what do you reckon to Pip's assessment of the New Zealand system?
Well, she hasn't told us anything we didn't know. It's got a lower capital requirement, which is worth thinking about with all the volatility in prices.
Yeah, I agree. And if we save on capital, buying out one of the family should be more manageable.
I was thinking about them.
Yeah, and?
If all three of your siblings want to cash in their shares, then buying the new place is going to be much more of a struggle.
Well, I don't think that's likely. I certainly can't see Shula wanting to cash in her share.
David, the fact is we don't know what they plan to do.
Oh, that's true.
If they all want to sell up, we'll have to take a mortgage out, which is exactly what we wanted to avoid. Mm-hmm.
Well, one step at a time, love. Let's concentrate on the telephone auction first. If we can sell Brookfield for around $5 million, that at least gives us a strong foundation.
If we get that much.
Let's just wait and see, shall we?
I made you a sandwich.
Oh, thanks.
Johnny, love.
Stick it over there, I'll... A bit later.
Why don't we both sit down? You know, your granddad and I have lunch here sometimes.
Sorry, I'm being stupid.
You're not. It's completely natural to be upset.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thing is, I've messed up.
How's that?
Grandad told me what to do around Otto. How to behave and everything. He told me again and again, and I thought I knew, but when it came down to it, I got it wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong.
I was the one who took Henry outside in the first place.
Because he was getting bored indoors. I'm sure I'd have done exactly the same.
When he ran towards Grandad, I got scared and I panicked. But I started waving my arms around and shouting. I did all the things Grandad told me not to do around livestock. And now...
Oh, Johnny.
Grandad loved that bull. I bet you wish I'd never turned up here.
No. No, Johnny. You coming here has been wonderful. You've given me and your granddad so much joy.
What, me?
Yes. Listen. We're farmers. We deal with unpredictable animals and dangerous machinery. It's a hazardous business. Tragedies happen. They happen far too often. We face risks on a daily basis. It's the life we've chosen, and it's simply the way it is.
Right.
It's tough for us all, with Tony not here, but there's nothing you or I or anyone could have changed about that day.
I don't know.
Ed told me you helped get the bull off Tony and into the pen. Imagine how bad it would have been if you hadn't been there.
Are you going to see Grandad later?
Yes. Helen's there this morning, but I should be leaving for Birmingham soon.
Can I come with you?
Of course you can. Tony'd love to see you, to hear your voice.
Okay.
You're a good boy, Johnny. Just like your dad.
Do you think?
Yes.
What would he have done in this situation?
Well, he was a pretty resourceful young man. I expect he'd have been very strong for the rest of us. Knowing him, I'm sure he would have had faith.
I see.
That's what you can do, Johnny. Have faith for us all. Trust that somehow things will be all right.
I'll try, Gran. I really will try.
How do you have your tea?
Oh, just milk, please. So, Pip, have you taken time off from university?
Oh, no, I have to be at a lecture later. I just popped home to help out where I can. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Nothing beats practical experience.
How old was I when I tried to drive a tractor on my own, Dad?
Three. Well, you know, in a few years' time, most farms will be equipped with driverless tractors.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Vehicles will be controlled by GPS systems. Farmers will sit in offices looking at screens with drones telling them what's happening in the fields.
It all depends on how you want to farm, doesn't it?
Well...
I'd always prefer to check the land myself and rely on my own judgment.
Well, you say that, but you might find the technology takes over and you don't have a choice.
There's always a choice.
Well, perhaps we'd better agree to differ.
Well, we usually do.
Right, I'm off. See you soon. Bye, Dad. I'll pop in next week.
Yeah, good to see you, Pip. Mm.
And try and clear those ditches when you can.
Yeah.
Bye. Well, you're running a real family enterprise here, aren't you?
Yes, it's what Brookfield's always been.
Right then, Charlie. What was so important?
Okay, I'll come straight to the point. Justin asked me to pay you a visit. He's aware that Brookfield's on the market and he's keen to express his interest.
Oh, right.
You know we're selling the farm by auction?
I had heard, yes.
We've had so many inquiries, we felt it was the fairest way of managing the sale.
Justin is welcome to join the process if he likes.
Well, what you're planning isn't really his sort of thing. He prefers a more one-to-one approach.
If he doesn't want to take part in the auction, there's nothing for us to talk about.
Well, he sent me here today to make you an offer.
There's no point.
Well, how much are we talking?
Somewhere in the region of 7.
7 million pounds?
Slightly more, actually.
I don't believe it.
Is he serious?
He's absolutely serious. Justin would like to buy Brookfield, and he's offering you the sum of £7.5 million.
Season 2 of Homefront, our enthralling drama set in Great War Britain, returns to Radio 4 on the 1st of December. To download podcasts, visit the Radio 4 website.